Too late to repent now. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hurricane Irene is approaching North Carolina.
It has started raining here now. Thick clouds are now moving in overhead.
And by all accounts, it's going to be a monster, felt well beyond the coast, and in areas that haven't seen anything like this for a long time. Places like Washington, D.C. and Manhattan. 65 million people in the danger zone. You combine that with the surprising East Coast earthquake, which cracked the Washington Monument, and you know what's coming. Flooding, power outages, and finger-wagging TV sermons about divine retribution. It's already happening with the earthquake.
There's a direct connection between earthquakes and homosexuality.
Rabbi Yehuda Levin of New York. It happened with Japan's tsunami, which Glenn Beck hinted was a message to follow the Ten Commandments. It happened with Katrina, which was blamed on George Bush's support for Israel's pullout from Gaza by Orthodox rabbis, on abortion policy by Christian evangelist Pat Robertson, on a critical mass of sin in New Orleans by evangelist John Hagee, etc. So far, those who communicate with the Almighty have held their fire on Hurricane Irene. I did see one comment which said Irene, quote, is God's punishment for them building a mosque at Ground Zero. That was posted by Anonymous Coward on a website I never heard of. But I'm confident that with Irene drawing a bead on Washington, D.C. and Manhattan, the political and financial centers of America, we can expect, along with everything else, a tsunami of divine causation. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.